Meanwhile, in Waco, Texas, where there was that unbelievable shootout Sunday between rival motorcycle gangs, 9 dead, 18 hurt, police say the threat from the gangs is still high, but it's toned down against law enforcement. It all apparently started over a parking lot dispute at the Twin Peaks restaurant. Around 170 have been arrested. James Quinn is a professor and criminologist at the University of North Texas who's studied motorcycle gangs. And Jim, police were at this recruitment meeting expecting that there might be some trouble, but were you surprised at how much there was?
I'm surprised at the enormity of the numbers of people injured, the amount of firepower that was there.
Yeah.
And the number of guys that showed up.
Yeah. Well, we should say we're talking about a small percentage of deadly gangs in the U.S. Are made up by motorcycle gangs. The FBI says 88% of gangs are street gangs. Then there's prison gangs. That's 9.5%. Motorcycle gangs are thought to be about 2.5%. Tell us more about what you know about them. Do you think it's that small?
Numerically, I would not question those figures because they are much more selective than street gangs in terms of who they take in.
Well, we have a colleague, in fact, who has worried about a distant relative, someone she knows that's involved, and she says, you know, this is very, we see that it's deadly, but it's maybe more deadly than we know, that sort of, you know, the initiation rites can be, you know, being asked to kill someone. I mean, how dangerous are they?
They're generally capable of murder if they have to. The kinds of clubs we're talking about, the one percenters, the outlaws, however you want to put that, for those men, the club is the center point of their life, and they must be willing to devote themselves to it as completely as, say, a soldier would his combat unit.
Well, and
emotions are similar to that.
Well, I was going to say, did many of them come out of the 60s era, you know, Vietnam, returning Vietnam vet?
That was the first major, well, the initiation of the subculture itself came out of the World War II veterans. But Vietnam gave it a push. Every major military engagement that this country is in tends to up the number of bikers in these clubs afterwards, because some of those men learn to love the camaraderie and the adrenaline and the excitement of combat, but they don't want to be in the discipline and of the military.
Well,
and the clubs recruit them fairly actively because they often have skills.
Well, differentiate for us. You know, you might go out and see a string of motorcycle riders on a weekend. How do you know when it's just a club and when it's something more deadly or even a criminal enterprise, which police are saying many of these were?
A lot of these clubs are permeated with criminal syndicates. It's hard to tell. Basically, if the club is something, if the patch, the insignia on their back, if it is something like Goldwing Road Riders, GWRA, or HOG, which stands for Harley Owners Group, these are just normal people that like to ride motorcycles. If they're not flying a patch, they're probably just a normal person. If there is a 1% insignia on that patch surrounded by a diamond, they are definitely dangerous. If they are flying a bottom rocker, a territorial claim that goes under the insignia, they may be in the dangerous category.
1% with a diamond around it?
The 1% surrounded by a diamond.
And the two gangs that were said to be at the heart of the shootout on Sunday, the Bandidos and the Cossacks, have you studied them?
I'm pretty familiar. I'm basically familiar with the Bandidos. I really don't know a great deal about the Cossacks besides what I've read in the news lately.
Well, and what are people to make of this? We've got about a minute left here. Is this something that's growing? Is it something that's just always going to be an outlier and, you know, on the West Coast and certain southern states in Texas? What are we to make of it?
In every region of the country, there are tensions between various dominant clubs and clubs that are challenging those clubs for dominance. And then those tensions ratchet up over a period of months or years, and then they explode.
Yeah.
That's what's happened here. Generally, they explode in less public settings with fewer deaths.
Well, this was horrific. And just that we have to close now, but is it going to die out? They all seemed older.
The subculture is definitely aging. Some people are telling me that they're getting an influx from the military. Some are saying it's aging.
It's over.
Dying off.
Well, James Quinn, again from the University of North Texas, thank you.
My pleasure.